Today we're talking about interviewing, in particular we're talking about taking health histories. So, to underscore the importance of listening, we get a small video. Alright, so what's the moral of the story? Okay, listen. A little more specific though.
They were ignoring her story, so there was a lot of importance in the things that she had to say.
Yeah, a lot of times we're so busy doing things for the patient, you know, we're ordering labs or giving them medicine, we forget to listen to them. And sometimes they have some very important things that they can tell us. A lot of times the patients will tell us exactly what's wrong with them if we give them the chance to. So one of the things we want to make sure is that we actually give the patient a chance to tell us what's going on with them, which will help us take better care of them. All right, so today we're going to talk about taking a history. Now, in healthcare, the word history doesn't necessarily mean in the past. It just means story. So what's going on with the patient? So when we talk about a health history, we're talking about things that are going on now as well as things that have gone on in the past. There's several different models for taking a history. We're going to use what's called the complete health history, or sometimes the medical model. There's some other models that you can use, such as Gordon's functional health patterns, and Newman's systems model, but for the ease of use, because you're going to use it in the hospital anyway, we're going to stick with the medical model for right now. Now, there's several different structures that you can use, and we are going to use the history and physical. All right, so the components of a complete health history. We start off with biographical information. Usually this should already have been collected by the time you get to the patient. It should already be in their chart. Source and reliability. Who's giving you the information and how reliable it is? Why are they here? You know, are they here just because it's fun? Or are they here for a specific reason? Now, do patients ever go to the hospital just for fun? Actually, they do sometimes. Yeah, sometimes, you know, because all their friends are there. You. Yeah. Sometimes you have patients who really don't need medical care. What they need is someone to talk to, and you're that person. So they pay you for it using your tax money. Medicare. So present history, present health history, and history of present illness, past health. Family history, functional assessment, perception of health, and what we call review of systems. So, biographical information. What is DOB? Date of birth. Gender. Although technically gender is incorrect, because verbs have gender, people have sex. So technically it should be sex, not gender, but it's kind of, what can we say? We're just bad grammatically speaking nowadays. Race. Now, here's the key thing about race and ethnicity. Do not trust your eyes, because people can look a certain ethnicity but be completely different, especially here in South Florida. If you hear someone speaking with an accent and you assume, oh, they're from Cuba. Well, they could be from Brazil, they could be from Colombia, they could be from Venezuela, they could even be from parts of Africa and look like, oh, they're just Hispanic. Well, what is Hispanic? Is there such thing as a Hispanic culture? No, although they're trying to make one by having you all watch Univision together. But, you know, there's no such thing as Hispanic culture. There's people from Cuba, there's people from Puerto Rico. They're very different, although there's similarities. Same thing with blacks and African Americans. If you see a black person, they could be an African American. It could be someone from Haiti. It could be someone from Africa. Could be someone from Jamaica. You just don't know unless you ask. So, make sure you ask. See? It even says so in writing. All right. Source and reliability. Who's giving you the information and how reliable are they? So, for example, Jane Brown is accompanied by mother and sister. All right, that's the source. Doesn't give you any information about the reliability. Patient claims he does not snore, but wife says he does. Does that say something about the reliability? One of them is lying or not aware that what they're saying is not right. Patient's wife scheduled appointment and does most of the talking. Okay, so you're telling, even though we're talking about the patient, this information is actually mostly coming from the wife. Patient's mother answers questions directed to the patient. Yeah, this is especially bad as children are starting to get into their teenage years, they're like 14 and 15, and now they have secrets, and they don't want to tell mom. And mom's in the room, and she answers for, oh no, my son, oh no, my daughter. Yeah. Sometimes what we need to do is try and get the mother out of the room, and then the patient will open up, and then we have to treat them for STDs and other nasty stuff. Or sometimes they just have questions that they just don't want to ask their parents. And so, again, who's the source? What's the reliability? Now, here's another one. Patient says he has no allergies, but when asked about his rhinorrhea, states that his hay fever is acting up. Now, what you have here is a patient who doesn't know what allergies are. Hay fever is allergies, and he's got the major symptom, rhinorrhea. What is rhinorrhea? Runny nose. So in this case, you have a patient who's got the symptom, he's got the disease, but when you ask him a question, so do you have any allergies? No, not the most reliable. And I guarantee you, patients will do this to you all the time. They'll go, you'll ask, have you had any runny nose? No. What was that? What was what? Yeah. But sometimes they don't even realize it. Here's another one. Patient states he has never been told he has diabetes, but the chart indicates that he has been referred to diabetic education twice and been given handouts three times and is currently taking metformin, which is a drug for diabetes. So is that patient reliable? No. So why do patients lie? Okay, might be denial. Why else? Okay, they might just not know better. That's another reason.
Fear.
Okay, possibly fear. But I think a lot of it is they just don't want to look bad. And so rather than saying, yeah, I decided to forget all of that information you told me because I don't care. Yeah, I was never told that. No. So there's no one reason why patients lie, and sometimes they don't even know they're doing it. But the bottom line is you need to make an assessment about how reliable your information is. Now, one of the things that you should never, ever do is simply say, patient is a poor historian. What does that mean? Does that mean the patient can't talk? Does that mean the patient's lying? Does that mean the patient forgot and can't remember? What does it mean? Does that mean you can't understand what they're saying? So anytime you have a hard time getting a good history from a patient, you need to say why you're not getting a good history. So for example, when asked about recent injuries, patient starts relating about an accident 15 years ago. That's a patient that I had once in an outpatient clinic. He comes in, it hurts in here. And so I ask, well, have you been to physical therapy? Yes. Well, how did it go? Oh, it didn't. It was really good, but he's talking about something that happened 15 years ago, and I'm asking about what's going on right now. So the reason we were having trouble there was because he wasn't answering the questions I was asking. He was answering questions in his own head. Here's another one. When asked about completing physical therapy, patient says yes, but chart indicates that physical therapy was completed 3 years ago. So, you're asking, did you have physical therapy about this injury? And they say, yes. But what they meant was, I had it for 3 years ago. So if you have trouble getting a good history, you need to say why you're having trouble getting a good history. Don't just say, poor historian. That doesn't tell us anything about the patient or about the trouble you had getting a history. All right, the reason for seeking care. This is known as either the chief complaint or the presenting problem, CC or PP. You can choose whether you want a CC or PP. Now, generally speaking, what you want to do is you want to have a symptom or a problem. And, so I'm coming in because I've had chest pain for 2 hours. I'm coming in because I feel dizzy after I stand up. Now, follow-up in and of itself is not a good chief complaint or presenting problem. You have to say why you're following up. Following up for hypertension, perhaps. So three-month follow-up for high blood pressure. Follow-up for new onset diabetes 2. N/O is new onset. Alright, once we know why the person's there, the next thing we want to ask about is what we call the history of present illness. Now, remember we said history is not in the past, it's also now. So when we say history of current illness, what we mean is what are the associated symptoms? What's the story of this illness? So it includes things like location, quality or character, quantity or severity, duration, setting, context, modifying factors, and associated signs and symptoms. So let's imagine for a moment that someone comes in and they say, my shoulder has been hurting. Okay, so what do we know? We know the location. All right, we know pain and we know the location. What else might we want to ask? Okay, well, how badly does it hurt? Quantity or severity? Quality or character? Well, tell me how it hurts. Does it throb? Does it ache? Does it stab? Okay. Duration? Well, how long does it hurt? All the time? Only some of the time? 5 minutes and then it goes away? The setting? It only hurts when I, or it hurts after I, you know, it doesn't hurt if I do this. And that's part of the context. Setting and context kind of go together. Modifying factors. Does anything make it better? Does anything make it worse? It gets worse if I do this. It gets better if I do that. And then associated signs and symptoms. You know, in addition to the shoulder aching, maybe do your fingers go numb? Have you had any headaches? Have you had any chest pain or shortness of breath? So you also want to make sure, you want to ask about other symptoms. So these things together are called history of present illness. Now, in addition to these elements, you might also want a little bit of background. So maybe the patient had an injury, or maybe they weren't injured. Maybe they've had this problem years ago and now it's come back. Maybe they've had surgery on it in the past. So anything else surrounding this story is what you want to know for history of present illness.